If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hello! Welcome to Stories Pod Chats.
Pod Chats? This is Stories Podcast.
No, it's Pod Chats today. And I'm here. I'm Amanda Weldon.
Oh, and I'm Daniel Hines.
And I'm Kelsey Lee.
And today we are doing a very special activity, but you guys actually have to excuse me for a second. I forgot I have a quick errand to run. And I'm Brock Rackets, and it's time to talk brackets. Are you guys excited to talk brackets today?
Yes, Brock.
Sure we are.
Thank you very much. All right. So today we have a list of the top 16 Christmas songs. How do you feel about that?
Oh, merry and bright, Brock.
Yes, I really enjoy the music this time of year, Christmas songs and also other holiday songs. I love all of the songs on the radio. This is the time.
I'm feeling festive.
Great. Well, let's get right into it with our first head-to-head matchup. These are two classics. One, an ultra classic. The other one, an accident of the recording process.
Oh.
It is the timeless Jingle Bells versus Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas song.
Oh. How sweet it is to be a chipmunk.
Can you say more about, what do you mean accident of the recording process?
Well, they were doing records and they figured out that if you record normal men just kind of singing in a normal tone and then speed it up to a higher RPM, it sounds like what might be a chipmunk singing. And they thought, oh, that's cute. And they recorded a holiday album.
Christmas town afloor. Time for joy and time for cheer. I do appreciate the fact that we have not one, not two, but three precious critters on that track.
What are their names? Go ahead. If you're a real chipmunk fan, what are their names?
Simon, Theodore, and Alvin.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I prefer Jingle Bells.
Yeah. I think that this is one. I wonder if this is going to come up again in this bracket, because I feel like, you know, the Chipmunks is a classic Christmas song and certainly one that is an enduring favorite of my childhood. But I think Jingle Bells is maybe one of the first songs that we all learn and sing at school and things like that. So it's kind of it's more, you know, timeless perhaps. So I wonder if that will come up again.
And it's fun to sing just the dashing through the snow.
Ho, ho.
On horse open sleigh.
Hey, hey. That was a version we did in chorus.
That's fun.
Cute. Yeah.
But just, jingle, you really launch into it. It's good song.
It's joyous.
Yes.
It
and
is
there
joyous.
Are many verses too, which is fun.
Jingle Bells is moving on. Elvin and the Chipmunks, you will not be getting a squeakquel this year. Next up, we got two rockin' hits. I hope you brought your long hair and your guitars, because we got Jingle Bell Rock versus Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, right. This is a tough matchup, Brock.
Yes. This is one. This is a tough one.
Give me the chorus of both real quick.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. And then
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
Like what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away.
It's really rocking.
And I actually prefer the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. It's the one I would prefer to listen to. However, I love Jingle Bell Rock as well because I have three reasons. Number one, Mean Girls the movie.
Sure.
Number two, it was the first song I really learned to play on the piano.
Oh, cool.
Which is a memory.
Yeah.
Number three, we had a dancing Santa Claus in our house, which was a decorative staple for many years. He's
no longer with us. And you push and he would dance mm-hmm. and Jingle Bell Rock would play. So I'm actually going to vote for Jingle Bell Rock because of the memories, which I think is important for a Christmas song.
Yeah, I agree. I think so. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree makes me think of Home Alone because yes. it's in that movie. I also really enjoy that song. I like singing that song. Jingle Bell Rock, I will agree, is the one that I think should move on to the next round. I remember vividly singing it as part of a children's choral group that yes. I was in growing up. And also I learned choreography to this that song that I feel I may still know somewhere in the deep recesses of my brain. So Jingle Bell Rock, similarly, I feel it feels connected to memories for me. And yeah, I agree. That is the one I think should move on.
In my elementary school, and I believe Kelsey as well, we did like a special choreographed dance to this song.
Nope.
Oh, well, I did. And it was Sadie Hawkins style, and the girls picked the boys, and you had partners, and you did a little choreographed dance in the gym for all the parents.
That's really sweet.
It was very sweet. And it's moving on. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Sorry, go rock somewhere else. Next up, bring your soda because we got two pop juggernauts. Like soda pop, you get it?
I get it. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well,
I like popcorn.
Next up, bring your corn because it's time for two pop juggernauts. And these pop songs are Last Christmas versus All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
Okay.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. This Christmas, I'm choosing Mariah Carey.
Yeah, this one is kind of a no-brainer. I love Last Christmas. I love a good Wham song.
Oh, is that Wham?
It is Wham.
Yeah, and I love a little, and I love that it's sad-spirited because I do love a sad-spirited song. But I really just love All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes.
Love it.
I don't know how we would choose a different song. And also, I feel that it has become it's truly a modern day classic. Like this is maybe,
yes.
if looking back many, many years from now, I think that this like decade of Christmas music / like longer will be defined by Mariah Carey. So All I Want for Christmas Is You, baby. That is the winner.
All right. Last Christmas, you've seen your last appearance in this bracket. Now, before we see it go, can we just get the chorus for those who aren't familiar?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart,
but the very next day,
you gave it away.
Next up, we got two fun, silly songs, both about winter, one about a snowman. Can you guess who the snowman is?
Rudolph.
No, it's Frosty.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's a good guess. But next up, we got Winter Wonderland versus Frosty the Snowman.
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about these two songs, and it is interesting that they are paired with each other because they are probably my two least favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, I'm shocked.
For starters, Winter Wonderland, which is a winter song more than I don't think it's specifically a Christmas song. However, we have enough versions of Winter Wonderland. I need everyone to stop making recordings of this song. I am not interested in hearing it sung by any other musicians. We know the words. I am good to go. I am over it. I'm not into this song. I think it's really boring and also hard to play on the guitar for some reason. For me, I can never remember the chords. I don't know. Not a fan. Frosty the Snowman.
Fine.
It's fine.
I love that it tells a story, though. I love a good story song.
You do. I think that makes sense because you are like a guy who loves stories.
Well, I'm Brock Rackets, but
Sure. Brock and also Daniel Hines love stories, but, and Frosty's fine. It's fine. I also don't like love it. Thumpity thump thump is not for me, I guess.
Look at him go. Look at him go away from the bracket, I hope, because I love Winter Wonderland, especially the intro, the over the cloud lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shining down through the night, which people skip.
They do skip that.
Why are we skipping the most beautiful picture? So I love Winter Wonderland. I love In the Meadow, we're building the snowman. The kids are knocking it down. I love it.
And that snowman is Frosty. Take his magic hat, throw it in the mud. Frosty, you're melting, bud. Sorry to see you go. Great movie, great song, but just Winter Wonderland edged you out. Next up, we have a song that I think is a little repetitive versus one that is just a delight for everybody but Grandma Hines. We're talking about We Wish You a Merry Christmas versus Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Sure.
Oh, of course we are. I don't particularly like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It's fine. I do like We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I think it's fun. It's very like we are going caroling with a group of people in the neighborhood. And I think it's fun. So my choice would be We Wish You a Merry Christmas, only if you bring us some figgy pudding.
I have two notable memories of these songs. One was a time in high school where I was feeling rebellious, but I didn't do something bad. And instead, I spontaneously started singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas in my classroom of a teacher that I did not like. And then everyone joined in and it was kind of sweet. So there is that memory that I have. I do like that song fine. I think it is a little repetitive, but it is such a classic. You know, it just feels like, like in you know, thinking of like a sing-along or something like that, it feels like the one that you usually like start with or end with. Like it kind of is like a quintessential Christmas carol. Yeah. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I remember it was on, we had a cassette tape of Christmas songs that we would listen to in the car. And it was on that tape. And it was my favorite one on that tape when I was little. And I remember being so mad this one time that every time I got in the car, it was like we were on the song just after that one. And that whoever had been driving last, like listened to it without me, listened to Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer without me.
And they didn't rewind it.
And they didn't rewind it for me because that's not how it goes. You have to listen to the whole thing around. That was just like what it was. I used to know all the words to every verse of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I think this one should be We Wish You a Merry Christmas, though.
Sounds like We Wish You a Merry Christmas is moving on, but can we just hear one of those great verses? I know, Amanda, you must know that song if it was your favorite. Can you give me a little bit of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
We believe.
We believe, everybody. But not in this bracket. Sorry, guys. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and now she's gone. Next up.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Next up, we have ones that have sort of a religious overtones, but popular Christmas stories nonetheless. It is O Holy Night versus Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, I love Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, I have the opposite opinion.
Okay.
Bum-rum-bum-bum-bum.
Yes. No, okay. Me and my drum. I have no gifts to bring. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. That's fit to give our king. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. So good. So fun. I love it. I also do like O Holy Night, so it's not like I don't, because I do. And I especially like O Holy Night as a choir arrangement, which I've sang lots of times.
Okay. I am noticing a theme for myself, and it is that I do not particularly enjoy any of the songs that include sung sound effects. For example, Thumpity Thump Thump or Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I don't think I like either of those for some reason. And Little Drummer Boy, I think, is never really been my favorite, and I think it might be a Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum situation. But I do love O Holy Night. It was one of the first... I don't know. It was a song that I just really loved to sing. And it was like, I just really loved to sing that song. So that is, I like that one.
I'm okay with that. I think it's a really beautiful song. But I will stand by the pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
We stand our Little Drummer Boy. Oh, Holy Night's moving on. Little Drummer Boy, you're pa-rum-pa-pum pummeled out of the competition.
Goodbye.
Next up, we got two kind of bright and shiny favorites, upbeat, up-tempo, uptown, funky songs. We're talking Let It Snow and Santa Baby.
Oh!
Okay.
Both so fun. That's a hard choice. I love them both.
Let It Snow was the first song I ever knew all the words to.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I don't know. That was before you could just Google the lyrics.
Right.
So it felt like a thing to, like, collect them all.
And since we've no place to go...
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And I like the, what you call the bridge? When we finally kiss goodnight.
It's a B section.
How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Beautiful. Love it. Santa Baby, so fun.
So fun.
To slip a sable under the tree for me.
Don't you just have to sing it in character, though?
I've been an awful good girl.
Yeah.
I also, I liked that one. Santa Baby, so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute. I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A yacht is not too much to ask at Christmas time.
But I think I'm going to pick Let It Snow.
I pick Let It Snow, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. And then go away because you're not moving on the bracket.
You heard her. You heard her. You heard the other her. They are not moving on tonight. Here we go. Next up, two of, I'd say, the most solemn and beautiful Christmas songs.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I always try to pick what I think they are in my head.
Well, why don't you give me a guess for these two?
I think one's going to be Silent Night.
Right. Correct.
And I think the other, I would have put Oh Holy Night.
Oh, yeah.
As the other. So I don't know.
It's a similar vibe, a little bit of a call and response. Do you hear what I hear?
What I hear.
So Silent Night versus Do You Hear What I Hear? What do you think?
I don't really think they're comparable. I think Silent Night wins, but I do think Do You Hear What I Hear is very lovely.
Yeah, I think that is one, speaking of choral arrangements, that I used to hear sung in choral arrangements a lot.
Yep.
And then in more recent years, I now associate it with Carrie Underwood because I think that she did a version that, it just, I don't know, stuck with me. Silent Night is, for me, a...
quintessential.
Quintessential. Quintessential.
And what does quintessential mean?
Quintessential means, like, it's it. It's the one.
If you had to pick an example of a Christmas song, quintessential song, it would be Silent Night.
It would be that one. It would be, yeah, like, so it's one of them. A quintessential Christmas song. It's like, you absolutely have to sing it at Christmas time.
Right. Do You Hear What I Hear? That's actually the part of the song I like the least is the Do You Hear What I Hear?
What are the other parts of the song?
The part that I like is when it goes, a star, shining in the night with a tail as big as a kite. And then I like when pop princesses do it and they go, with a tail as big as a kite. I love it.
Yes.
But yeah. I love Silent Night more.
Yeah.
All right. Silent Night's moving on. That does it for the first round of our brackets. I'm Brock Rackets, talking brackets. Here is round two. We're calling this one the Great Eight. You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
So we've already seen all these, so we should be able to move through them. And we got, first up, we're jingling. We're jingling all over the place. Can you guys hear it? Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Jingle bells.
And jingle bells and jingle bell rock.
Oh, that's a bummer. I vote for Jingle. I vote for Jingle Bells.
Yeah, I think it has to be Jingle Bells. Jingle Bell Rock is great, but Jingle Bells was there first.
Jingle Bell Rock is a the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bright time.
Mm-hmm.
You can rock the night away, but Jingle Bell time is a swell time.
To go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
Right.
Yes.
It even says it in the song.
It does. It does. Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bell Rock also chooses Jingle Bells.
Except no imitations. Jingle Bells, moving on. Jingle Bell Rock. Sorry, bud, but you are out. Next up, we got two beautiful Christmas hits. These are what I would call the department store juggernauts. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's All I Want for Christmas Is You versus Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring.
I figured out what it is about Winter Wonderland that I don't like that much, and it is that it gets stuck in my head relentlessly.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away,
is the bluebird, here to stay, is the new bird. So cute. I love birds.
Yeah. I also love birds. I prefer the Mariah Carey, I think. Like, I do. I don't know that I can... I feel a sense of loyalty to the older songs in this bracket. I feel like the ones who've been around longer deserve our respect and deserve to win. I like the Mariah Carey song more. Do you want to know a thing, though, that about the Mariah Carey song is that it is athletic. It is really hard to sing it and keep up and take enough breaths. It is like, wow, it is relentless. It is a song that keeps going and it is hard.
I would agree. That's actually one of the reasons I don't like it as much because I cannot keep up. And I actually prefer her version of Christmas Baby Please Come Home to her song All I Want for Christmas Is You. And so I am ready to move to move on from Mariah Carey in this bracket to Walking in a Winter Wonderland is my choice. So I guess we need Brock's help.
I mean, I am willing to consent to that, but I will give you a little spoiler alert, and it is that there's no way that Winter Wonderland is winning for me, but like, but it can win in this duel.
All right, sorry, Mariah Carey. It's a beautiful song, maybe just a tad overdone. Can we hear a little bit of it though before we say goodbye?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Is that that?
He's doing the piano.
Okay.
Can't do it. And she goes, "Who's you,
yes,
baby?"
That was pretty good, actually. Ooh. Yeah. We get a couple Mariah Careys in the studio.
We certainly do.
Just call me MC2, baby.
Very different attitudes to that.
I'm the one who already said I can't.
All right,
sing it.
Winter Wonderland. Moving on. Next up, we got a solemn affair versus a not solemn affair. It is Holy Night versus We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Holy Night is my winner.
Okay. I think I would choose opposite, even though I like Oh Holy Night better personally. I feel like We Wish You a Merry Christmas is sort of, again, more of that quintessential thing for like a quintessential Christmas song. I guess all of these really, there's just so much great music this time of year, you know? There's just so many songs.
Right, and there's so many missing from this bracket.
There are.
Because we didn't do a long bracket this time. I would be fine with either choice, but I like Oh Holy Night.
I like Oh Holy Night.
I also like We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I like them both.
Well, we got to pick one. What's the choice?
I'm going to defer to my friend Amanda.
And I'm going to say it is We Wish You a Merry Christmas is the winner.
Goodbye, Oh Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night, you're great, but you didn't bring us the figgy pudding. That's where you missed the ball. So you are out. We wish you a Merry Christmas. You're moving on. Bring us that pudding, bud. Next up, we got Let It Snow versus Silent Night.
Ooh, this is challenging for me.
I love Let It Snow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too.
And I also love Silent Night because they are both two beautiful, fun songs for singing, which is like the point of a Christmas song, I guess.
Yeah. For us anyway, I think.
Yeah. True. But I've done versions of both of these songs in choirs and also as duets.
Mm-hmm.
And both times, you know, it's been great. So what am I choosing? I don't know. The fire is slowly dying.
And my dear, we're still goodbying.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Or sleep in heavenly peace. I'm going to vote for Silent Night. I'm glad we had the little sing out because I think I needed it to readjust my priority. I want to sleep in heavenly peace.
You can have a differing opinion.
I wouldn't try it. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. This one is the one that's the hardest for me so far. I love both of these songs. I think Let It Snow is a little bit more fun. To me, and Silent Night is so pretty. It's just like a really nice like lullaby. It feels like it's. I mean,
I'll jazz it up for you.
Holy night. All is calm, all is bright.
True.
Okay. And like,
All right. I'll go back. So. I'm going to go with Let It Snow.
Let It Snow is so fun. It is so fun. And I just love to sing it so much.
Honestly, I thought Let It Snow was better too, but you guys kind of won me over with your jazzy Silent Night. All right. So that was a beautiful Silent Night. You did jazz it up, but we're going to go with Let It Snow ultimately. All right. Now down to the final four. I'm Brock Rackets here to talk brackets, and let's bring this one home.
Oh, I just thought of another really good Christmas song that I love, and it is "I'll Come Home for Christmas," Please Come Home for Christmas, the Eagles song. It's really good. Please come home for Christmas. You know that one?
Baby, yeah. Please come home for Christmas. Oh, please come home for Christmas, and I'll be happy this Christmas, this New Year's, this night. And it's all ringing. Oh, so good. You know what I like?
Mary's
boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Oh, my Lord, You sang your song to save us. Go on.
Wait, really quick. The other one that I like is "Merry Christmas, Darling." We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you.
What about like the holly and the ivy when they were both full grown of all the trees that are in the wood? The holly bears a crown, and good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, saw the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, on a frost was cruel. Then a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. And God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
All right, so with the final four, let's get through these into our final two. We got Jingle Bells versus Winter Wonderland.
Jingle Bells.
Walking in a Winter Wonderland is my choice. Over the cloud lies a mantle of white. I'll say it again. I like walking in a Winter Wonderland. I know it's more about winter.
Well, it is. I mean, that's fine.
Jingle Bells is too. Yeah. These are really winter songs. Yes. Walking in a Winter Wonderland, what I like about it is that there's lots of different parts. Like you called something earlier an A part and a B part. Mm-hmm. There's so many parts, and it's so beautiful, and it's so moving. Moving isn't the right word. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful and it's so fun. So it's my choice.
Okay. It's so catchy. I can't get it out of my head ever, which makes me hate it. And I love Jingle Bells. I love Jingle Bells. End.
It sounds like you don't want to pick Winter Wonderland.
I don't like it.
Okay. We need a choice though. Do I have to tie break or can you work this out?
Yeah, you can tie break.
Brock,
I think.
Brock, it's time for you to tie break.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've thought about this long and hard. I've consulted the ancient tomes. I sent a letter to Santa. He sent one back. I sent one again. He didn't answer the second time, but I think we're still friends. Here's what I got. We're going to go with Winter Wonderland.
Oh. Yes!
All right, fine.
Sleigh bells ring, Amanda. Are you listening?
In the lane, snow is glistening.
Oh, it's glistening. And next up, the last decision before the last decision, the penultimate decision, if you will.
Sure.
Yeah.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas versus Let It Snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Yeah.
Let it snow.
Just a better song.
And, you know, when we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home,
I'll be warm.
That's good. There's no figgy pudding, which I guess we have to overlook that, though. You can't always get the figgy pudding.
You can't always get what you want.
But if you try sometimes, you get figgy pudding.
But not in this bracket, Brock.
No.
Not in this bracket. You don't.
Goodbye.
Now, down to our final two. Here's the ultimate decision for our favorite kind of winter Christmas song. It is Winter Wonderland versus Let It Snow.
Oh, great. Both great tunes. Love them both. Love the imagery. I'm actually going to surprise everybody by choosing Winter Wonderland.
No!
Over the cloud lies a mantle of white. I can't get over it. I love it so much.
I love Let It Snow very much, and that is my choice. Regardless of what we choose today, as a collective, Let It Snow is my song.
Winner. I need you to tell me a little bit more why.
You know, I think that a lot of it has to do with like my personal connection to the song, and that it is the first song that I knew all of the words to, which is the thing that I was like proud of.
Which is really important.
Yeah. And then I also just, it has like a really, I like the melody of it. It feels a little bouncy and it kind of like goes in a fun direction and it's like fun to be a part of. And I think it also paints a really, you know what else it is? It paints a really nice, warm, cozy wintertime picture. I'm an inside kid. Like, and Winter Wonderland is also a winter picture, but it is an outside one. And Let It Snow talks about being cozy by the fire with people that you love. And that is my jam. I'm not interested in walking around a Winter Wonderland with some birds.
I love birds.
Birds are great, but I like to look at them from inside.
I also like Let It Snow. I like, you know, like, I like them both. But I think just opposite of what Amanda's saying, I love being outside in the winter. I picture myself, you know, even though I do get cold and would like to be inside as well. I love the idea of being in a winter wonderland. And there's nothing about, they don't say you can't go inside.
But they just don't do it in the song. They just like go around and like, I don't know, have weird conversations about marriage. Like, I prefer Let It Snow. It's just nice and warm.
We'll pretend later on, later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
All right. I will concede that it does walking mention these things that I enjoy,
but... winter wonderland. Snow is... My chorus version was, snow is falling, friends are calling, snow is falling, wonderland. That was my part. You know what? I don't think we're going to have a winner. You know, for me, it's... It really is Winter Wonderland.
And for me, it is Let It Snow.
And I'm Brock Rackets, talking brackets. And I think we might have a split decision here, but I think there's a way we can all be winners. I think when you're outside, skiing, sledding, ice skating, having a snowball fight, or just, you know, building a snowman. Sorry, Frosty. You didn't get very far. We can go with Winter Wonderland. And then when you're inside, you're roasting chestnuts on an open fire. Sorry, roasting chestnuts on an open fire. I think then you can go with Let It Snow. You know, it's an indoor-outdoor, it's a coziness, it's an adventurous spirit. I think there's room for both songs in the world and in our hearts.
I'm willing to agree to that.
I'm willing to share.
Yes, we can share. Yeah.
Okay, but if I had to pick one, it's Let It Snow.
Oh, man. I think I'd love to hear what everyone else thinks. I would love to know what you guys think at home.
We will post the poll on Christmas Day on our Instagram, and you guys, you our listeners at home, can tell us what song is their favorite. And we'd also love to hear all about the holiday songs we missed. We only included a handful of songs here, and there are so many songs for so many holidays this time of year. So please let us know what you love to hear, so we can, you know, listen to everything and we can all celebrate together.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
And bring us some figgy pudding, you know what I mean? All right, I've been Brock Rackets.
I've been Amanda Weldon.
And I'm Kelsey Lee.
And this has been Talkin' Brackets. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.